Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, everybody. Enjoy having you here as always.
Jill from the UK.
Yes, I believe that was Jill last week.
I think it was. Yes, she did the answer, wasn't it?
Yes, that is Jimbo Baggins that you hear joining me. He rides shotgun for the show. He's also your moderator in the Facebook Live streaming that we're doing on the Psychic Love Doctor. So, you want to see us in action, that's the place to go.
Indeed.
Well, how's everybody doing? We had a little bit of a reprieve with our heat. It was, what, 99? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's joking, of course.
Yeah, I am. But we did have a bit of a breeze. It's
been more humid than it has been. That was if it was, if it was a typical Virginia humidity.
So, I guess we have more to look forward to.
You know, but for us, that's normal. Countries, other places aren't used to that stuff. July, August, even September 90s.
Well, and I'll tell you what, we have, my home has outdoor deck on it. In fact, my late husband had redone it. I can't get it right. He rebuilt it.
Rebuilt it, if you want. But
anyway, the problem is it is here in Virginia Beach, Virginia, so hot, and the mosquitoes and flies, they find you, that I finally decided we're turning to what they call a Florida room, an enclosed with air conditioning, and we just look at nature now.
There are plenty of windows. Good Lord.
Yeah.
Saw nothing but windows. Talk about your cards. Somebody could be new.
That's right. I am using an ordinary deck of playing cards. No tarot, no oracle, no angel cards. Of course, they're all wonderful systems. I just haven't studied them extensively. They're going to replace personal prophecy. This is the method that my grandmother did, and very lucky was I that she did 2 years before she actually passed away. And this method, as I've come to know it, would have gone with her. So luckily, she decided to sit me down and all of the fundamentals of this method. Now, no family knew until she was quite an advanced age she even did this, because you know, years and years ago, this type of thing was called fortune telling, and it belonged to gypsies, tramps, and thieves, as Cher
I heard it from the people of the town.
That's right. And it's not, it's actually very spiritual. I often can feel divine intervention in this method. I had visions even that were scary at first, but they originated from this particular method. I wanted to make the distinction that we are not using any of the other methods here. Now, Jimbo will be giving you, you going to do Rebel?
I can.
Yeah. Rebel or Angel.
We can do Angel back to back as well. Angel tomorrow, but it'll be the news for the soul. Let's do Angel.
We're going to do Angel. So don't jump off if you call in reading. Don't jump off because he'll be right after me. Okay.
Fetch them now out of the card bag. Old card.
And if we have intruders that enter Facebook streaming live that we're doing, entertain them. These people have been coming on to, what do you call it?
I don't know. What are you trying to say?
They're basically trying to scalp our audience.
Well, they're just trying to, they're in it, they're looking for cash, and they're trying to just, everybody here thinking that maybe this will be a receptive audience for their scam.
And they may be legitimate. And so Jim does delete them as soon as they start.
As soon as I see it. Sometimes they just happen to pop in while I'm doing talk or something. But you know how that goes. We'll get them.
All right.
Okay.
We never know on a Sunday if we have a crowd or not.
We do.
But we're going to proceed as if we do.
Well, we have both fronts here and here.
All right.
First of all, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. We had a Skyper yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You can do so. I mean, domestic, it's like pennies. And I think internationally, it's not bad. It's way cheaper than you would if you had to pick up your cell phone and try to call.
You don't want those roaming.
Overseas. Yeah, that's not even.
Yeah, as an example, I called Dubai one night for 2 minutes, and my bill was $130 American. So it's not a practice that I've kept up. And we don't want you folks, you know, spending the rent money or.
And our folks, and these folks aren't going to. We've already.
So that's why we introduce you to the Facebook. That's it. Call me through Facebook, and you'll get on the show.
Yeah, let's finish talking about first. When you call in, Blog Talk will give you some instructions about going on hold, and you should be on hold, and you will hear the show. We see you on a list, physically see you on our screen. You don't have to worry about being forgotten, and nobody knows you're there. We got you. You're not getting forgotten. Every show that we do except for Monday, because that's not our control, we can extend if we need to. We don't leave anybody holding for 40 minutes and then curb them. That'd be mad. That'd be real bad form. All right, if you can't call in on the phone, and most of our international folks, you can Messenger, and the only price is nothing except for what you're paying for.
This is on my personal page.
Okay.
This has never happened before.
You're friends with yourself, so that happens. You get notified anytime.
Yes, I am friends with myself.
Yeah. I
think I might be.
I'm stupefied by what you just showed me.
This
always been there. You just never click through.
On to Deborah Lee.
Yeah, you're going to get notified anytime another one you're following goes live. Goes, whoop, so okay. Right here. Right there, it'll say, show me.
Well, they say you learn something new every day.
That's why I didn't fall out of my chair when she showed me. If you interrupt me again, I think I'm going to have to bend you over.
I don't think we want to hear about that.
Yeah, I don't have any rubber hoses, but I can find something probably that'll really cut out. Books, fine. Anyway, let me try this again. International folks especially, but anybody who wants to enter in that can't call in, when we open the floor, you can never leave. Now, you just can't do it because you can't stack up on hold. Facebook, unfortunately, doesn't have that. So if we're not ready for you and you call, hang up on you. You're not going to be punished. We'll tell you to call back later when we're ready. Put you on hold. They don't have that thing. And that's all. That's all there is to it. If they can, do neither. And it happens. Sometimes people are at work. Well, they can type on their phone, but they can't talk because they're at work. Then we typed in questions from the Facebook Live folks. All right. We have people simultaneously come together. So open up the floor. Standby caller. We know you're on hold. You're not going to get forgotten. We're going to open up the floor to Messenger real quick. They were actually requesting before the phone
showed up. Well, it is late.
And
where they are.
And they were requesting a quick before even anybody got on the phone.
Okay.
So standby. Well, they will be soon, I believe. If you watch yourself sometimes when you're leaning over like that.
Too bad.
I don't know. It looks like you're drunk or something and you're leaning over a bar.
I was just
reading. What are you doing, honey?
I was reading how Jill is having and boy, that sounds good right now.
She says, or sat up late. Well, she's not not necessarily saying she can't. Oh. She's saying, you were remember the delay of what you were talking about being up late over in the UK. Is yes.
Yes.
You got to keep track of these
phone callers. Hang in there.
Yeah, hang on there. Our messenger folks, we got one that was actually there before we had a caller. But yeah. No, do not despair. Your time has come. Right. She shall be doing it now. We've got a couple of folks at school. You're ready.
I'm hanging
you're
in
ready.
There.
She's ready. She's ready to hit boom. Somebody here, as soon as she hears it, that would go home too. But I don't think it matters. I think it will just jump whatever you have on your screen.
I have the volume up.
Find out when you hear it. Oh, there you go. Dun, 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 dun. There you go.
There.
Again, sometimes it's funny.
But hello, Jill.
Hello.
Hello. Actually, I think you look pretty fine, considering what we've all been through. That's for sure.
For
she is having a beer.
Beer is good food.
Mm-mm.
For everybody else, that's listening. We are
you know this one. It's a famous.
Ooh.
What?
The kind of beer. What kind of beer is that? Tenants?
Is that land?
Yeah.
And you are, where are you
she's
again?
In the UK,
Scotland?
UK, England, I think.
Oh, Scotland, yes.
I'm surprised you're not having a single malt. I'd be having a single malt if I was there. I could tell you. I got some right over there on the bar.
The spirit's not too heavy. Spirit's too heavy for me. I'm a woman after all.
That's right.
Yeah, but I thought...
I don't think I could do it either.
The Irish are pretty good at swigging their scotch.
By the
and
way,
their Irish whiskey.
Speaking of alcohol, this is a very special day on the calendar.
Yeah, it's going back to our continent, but it is National Tequila Day.
Actually, that's Mexico, I think.
Which is North America, our continent.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me for being right on geography.
I've been thinking about you dying all day. It's been mad. I've actually,
like, you've
actually been on my mind. Like,
really? Oh, yes. Well, I read your post on Facebook about your kitty.
That was a good one. What one?
Wasn't it you? It might have been a different one. That somebody had posted about their kitty cat. Was that you? No. Having lost...
No, you can't. No, you did comment on one of my posts is when I was, like, sweating more than what my ex was lying.
Oh, that one. Okay, yeah. That's a good one. Repeat it for our audience so they can hear that. That was great of what you said about your...
What I just said was sweating more than my ex was lying.
I love that. Did you get it?
She was waiting?
Sweating.
Sweating more than her ex was lying. Wow. Well, it depends on your ex, I guess. I guess.
You need to look up the temperatures that Scotland's had lately, and you would understand.
Oh, yeah, I know you guys are in death heat. Yeah, death heat. We've been...
definitely death heat. It is death heat.
Yeah. Oh,
I wish I had no trouble, but I'm walking around my house naked.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have air conditioning?
No air conditioning?
No, not even. No, we didn't really need air conditioning at the end, so, because we didn't usually need it.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Any fans?
Yeah, fans?
Well... Yeah, I would say yes, but the electricity rise is massive over here in Britain as well. So, it's like I opened windows. That was crazy. It was a crazy heat. And I mean, it's cooled down now. We've had a good rainstorm and stuff, but...
Yeah, they
even say to pull the shades on your windows.
Oh, definitely, but keep the light out.
Oh,
yeah. Keep the light out for sure, and don't open that door too much.
Is that true? So many people were saying that to me. And I have such a thing, right? I don't like doors closed. I don't like, I wake up and I have to open curtains. I have to open windows.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure if it's true or not.
It'll be do you better to be a vampire, because keeping that stuff coming in the window is going to start adding heat. But it is what it is. All right, what do we
all right.
What can we do for you,
yes,
my dear?
Dear Jill, what would you like to know? Oh, boy.
Anything that comes to you at all. Anything that's thrown to you, go for it. Hit me with it.
Okay. I am to know our list right now. All our blog talk folks on there, I keep track of you in proper order.
I remember, didn't I say something pertaining to there being another man coming in your life?
Yeah, give us a little highlight of your last reading.
You said that, yes. And funny enough, I said
that's
to start speaking to somebody.
Yeah, okay, well, that could be a good...
That is.
She'll keep an eye on... Well, she keeps an eye on the cards.
It's a bit like, no, because, like, my kids have been through enough. So I'm like, nope. And you spoke with my other two kids, and you were going to speak with my third kid.
Right.
You were.
You have a 7-year-old, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got a better
and
memory.
And boy or girl, well, I'm trying to bring it back up on the
girl.
Girl. Okay.
All righty. Cards are going down. Charlie Brown. Yeah, you know, that kind of heat just makes people ornery. It doesn't even make you want to socialize, really, you know? It's just so, it's like, ugh, not feel like it gets to be like middle of the night when it drops a little bit.
You have extraordinary, I'll tell you. And remember, now, what I'm seeing is the potential. And that when I'm doing readings that involve children, it shows them as having stellar potential because they haven't messed up their life. You know, they haven't made bad mistakes.
Every single one of them at that age has potential.
Yeah, I remember saying your daughter.
I've made bad mistakes and bad choices with him in my life.
We all have.
That's what us humans do.
Yeah, and I try to stress to people, life is not an amusement park. It's a classroom. And we are studying and learning, and, you know, and we're going to make bad choices.
The thing is, try not to repeat it too many times, that's all.
Well,
learn
that's
from
the
them.
Trick,
learn from
right.
them and say, I ain't doing that shit again. You know, that kind of thing.
Yes. So for you, I want you to know that amongst, you're going to look at your children, I'm going to say 10 years from now, and they are going to make you so proud. You have a son that wants to take care of his mother. He adores you. And making you proud is going to drive him further in the future. I mean, he's going to want to really excel. And then you have a daughter. She's going to undertake her own path also, but I feel it's going to be really a very good one. She could become a writer. There could be a writer in her.
Paperback writer?
Not paperback.
I was kidding.
I'm thinking more like, what?
I said I was going deals on you.
Oh, is that a...
Paperback writer.
Oh, I didn't know.
Anyway, go back to your reading. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Because Beatles is actually one of our most favorite bands.
Really?
So it's funny. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Exactly. Yeah,
okay, well.
Actually, like, if my back camera actually worked, I would take you to a room and show you. Like, honestly, it's that's really crazy that he's coming with that.
Well, I think that she is going to do a variety of things. And it won't be true that she's what's that saying? You're something of everything, but a master of none.
Jack of all trades, master of nothing.
That's not going to be true.
Which isn't necessarily a bad thing, though, mind you.
No, she's going to master it, though.
Well, that's cool, but you don't have to. Sometimes doing all these things can do you well in life.
And I think your youngest daughter she's going to develop into wanting to heal people as, say, a doctor. And she's going to do very, very well for herself.
First of all.
Yeah. And I just feel that you and your kids are a very tight little family unit. And let yourself off the hook.
If my youngest daughter was in jail for her dad abandoning her.
Let yourself off the hook for things that you consider to have been your mistakes. Things turned out the way they turned out because you were meant to learn lessons from all of them.
Yeah, I mean, if you screwed up, and you're live and kicking, not so bad.
No, and your cards look really good. And you are smart to be paying attention to the electric bill.
Boogie woogie.
Because I think everybody's going to be shocked when bills start coming around after this heat wave.
They don't have air conditioning.
No, but other people.
People that do have air conditioning.
You are smart because other people are just blasting those air conditioners or fans, or they're leaving the refrigerator door open, which is a very bad
thing. Yeah, that's desperation.
So I think that you are very sensible, Jill. You make good decisions, especially concerning your children. You know, and you were, it seems to me that you are taking both roles, mother and father. Is there any father in the picture for your kids?
The two oldest kids, okay. Dad is in the picture, yeah.
Okay.
The youngest one's dad is in the picture, but he's messed up. There's a social services, I don't know what you call it, at your side.
Yes. Well, you know what? She's going to become stronger for it. And if you look at a lot of people in the world that are out being like scientists and doctors, and they're not just saving lives, they're saving humanity. And your daughter's going to be one of them. Your other one, too. I'm getting so excited over the success of her kids.
I'm myself.
Yeah. That the other daughter's going to write about things that are going to amaze people. So I hope that you enjoyed my side of the reading. Now we're going to Jim.
We are indeed.
All right. Angel card.
And before I have it. I just picked it up, flipped it, read it, and was like, wow. Basically, right on what you're talking. But first, I want to give an international shout out to Mike, also in the UK. All right.
Glad to have you.
Hi, Mike.
Yes.
Hi, Mike.
Jill says hello.
Oh, he's here listening. 20, 30-second delay-ish, okay. You know, maybe longer. The angel card subject is nurture.
Oh.
Archangel Gabriel. It says, as you nurture a child, you nurture your own inner child.
Can you see it or no?
Well, the problem is the color scheme. Your own inner child. Oh, okay, it's not that anything there. It says both activities are important for you right now. There was a period there. Okay, let me reread it. As you nurture a child, you actually nurture your own inner child, and both activities are important for you right now.
I think so.
So it's, when you nurture the child, it's like you're nurturing yourself at the same time.
Absolutely. So good job there. So you do a good job.
So just keep on, keep on it, basically. Yes. Yeah, keep on the path you are on.
And join us again soon. We enjoy you very much.
You know where to find us. We will definitely be here tomorrow. That is a fact.
Tomorrow we will be here.
That's our for sure show.
All right. Take care, hon. We will. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, so there's Scotland.
Yes. It just had the Open Championship there last weekend.
Really? Yeah. In this?
No, it was. I don't think it was as hot last weekend. It didn't seem like anything. A little bit, but I didn't see anybody out there dying. Hey, okie dokie.
Are we going to the phone?
We are going to go to the phones. I want to give that number out again, 515-602-976. I feel bad. I think our first caller
dropped.
Couldn't stay. Maybe that's why they called early trying to get on, because they probably had a commitment of some type. We apologize, but we're going to go to our next call. I should probably turn them on so they can actually participate in the call. We're going to go to 630, which is in Illinois. 630.
Hi, Illinois. Welcome to the show. And your name is?
I just called in. I don't have a question. This is Dion from Wisconsin.
Yes.
You know, I was wondering, I see that, like, you try the different channels on Blog Talk. Have you tried to do your show in Spirituality Channel?
No, we haven't.
We don't know. You didn't, right?
Well, you do, yeah, when you're setting things up.
What channel?
I'm not sure.
You're in Motivation right now.
Yeah.
And, I know... Yeah, if you do the spirituality channel, you're going to have more callers than you can handle.
Thank you.
You
thank
are
you.
Really sharp.
She called in
yes.
not long ago. Advice
yes.
about stuff,
and
too.
And I have neglected getting to it, but I'm going to.
Thank you so much
Gosh.
For that. Yeah.
Yeah, boy, you could
see
for somebody and do fabulous.
Well, we set these roll.
Yeah.
And forget even while we the settings that we picked.
I need to keep some paper and a pen here so I can jot these down.
Use your super memory that you have.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, I've been calling in for years, and I go to the spiritual channel first, then the self-help, entertainment, and then I just saw motivation today, but spirituality
okay.
channel is where, like, the majority of the psychic shows are.
Oh, all right.
Well, then we're
going to have to dip our toes in there for
then
sure.
We shall shift gears, and we'll do it
maybe
before
just
the
like once or twice a week.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder.
I know how to configure that.
Well, that should be, yeah, you just got to go.
And I'm so glad you've suggested it. We are very much open to, new ideas.
Oh, yeah, we're not those people that's like, you can't tell us anything.
No.
That's dumb to not listen to advice. Yeah, you got to listen to people's advice. All right.
That's just
you
feedback.
Know, she helped
yeah.
for a long time to tell us that.
I know.
Sure, okay. you don't want any kind of reading
no
whatsoever while we got you? Quickly? Not, nope. Not.
I mean, can you do time? Most psychics can't do time because there's no time on the spiritual side. There's only space. But have you been able to do timing at all?
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because you're right. I have been practicing mediumship without the cards, and I several tries. I was able to actually. It's like a operator or receptionist came on the wavelength that I was on and said, "How can I?" You and I said, I want to connect with my late husband. And she said, oh, he's in, and this is what she said, he's in spiritual orientation. Because he had not been passed away for very long. And then I said, well, how long will that take? And she said, we don't have any time here. It's done when it's
understand the question, do you do time?
She meant that from...
when you do your cards, you talk about time. Somebody's coming soon.
Soon.
So, yeah, she doesn't nail it down to like 4 hours, 13 minutes, 7 seconds. But she can say, probably next few months this guy might come along, or maybe in a year this might happen. So she does do time a little bit.
Yes, it's also on the other...
Do you have any timing on when I would be getting a contract on either my book or my movie?
There you go. That's a perfect
question. That's right. You with the movie.
Yep. Yeah, that's a perfect good question. She does that. It's a good question. You can ask that any time about that. People ask about time for lovers.
Yes.
Time for jobs. Quite often people look for time frames because – especially when they're in a despair mode, you know, maybe got a crappy job and they got bills piling up. So, yeah, you can definitely take a peek at that.
Have you sent some pictures on your movie?
Have I done one on my movie?
Sent out, call it
a pitch.
Your pitch.
You know, it's a little synopsis. This is a big picture. Maybe not an actual manuscript or anything like
no,
that.
No, and I wouldn't. That too quickly.
I have done a little bit, yeah. A little bit. I mean, I haven't done a ton, no.
Manuscript and you...
So look what happened to Shonda. What's Rhymes? The woman who...
Right.
She picked his anatomy and has ended up one of the wealthiest, famous women as a producer and a writer.
Oh, no, I agree. I wouldn't be too fearful if you send a pitch to a
yeah.
reputable place because
right.
they know they're a crap suit out of it if they steal your shit.
Do you have an agent?
I do not have an agent.
That might be the way the cards are leaning in that direction.
So maybe start researching that. You don't have to necessarily jump on one immediately.
Looking into
doing
it.
Doing some digging.
And you have to pay up front. They take a percentage of Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They make money off people that do that.
Yes. And I feel that you need to be represented. Okay. Right in, from the start, because they have their contacts.
Yep.
And those contacts have contacts.
Sure.
And you got one hell of a movie there. That boy, you want to have that go to the highest bidder.
International shout out to Laura from Canada.
Laura, glad to have you.
I sneak those in there in case they can't stick around.
Okay.
That is seeming, hon, to be a first for you, because otherwise it's showing nothing soon. And soon to me is like soonest can mean 3 days and 3 weeks. Soon can mean 3 months to 3 years.
Well, I think endeavor is, it's definitely not days. That most things happen in days, ever.
No, but you are going to be making buzz, especially concerning the movie. And make sure you're safe as you're telling all that. I'm a mother, and I worry about people who are taking bold steps, especially when you're dealing with the background, that you have. So that's all I have to say about that.
That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, Forrest.
Forrest for
you
there.
Okay.
So you just keep, just keep chugging along. It's showing that for you, you're like one of my sons, the musician. He was highly revered at his college. I mean, won awards that they created just for him. It was amazing. But then where his degree or where his career wanted to go or was meant to go, 2 years of really hard feeling on his part. And I said from his card, I said, Lance, I think the higher power God is trying to find out how badly do you want this? Because there's huge behind that test. And that's what I'm saying. This is a test because abundance is going to flow. All right, here's your angel card.
Here's your angel card, and sometimes it doesn't necessarily, like a reading, directly match up something right there that we just talked about. Archangel Sendathal. Very gentle with yourself at this time. Surround yourself with gentle people, situations, and environments.
Hey, sounds good.
So maybe when you...
Yeah.
Maybe it's just be caution. Don't watch out for the snake.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Watch out for the snake. Make sure... Watch out for a snake in the grass when you're looking for agents.
Yeah, there's a lot of... They'll promise you the world.
Google them to death when you have a candidate.
They're going to want mucho dinero, and you shouldn't have to pay anything up front.
Right, yeah. If you got a candidate, Google the hell out of them to no end.
Oh, yeah. Candidate, somebody, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Somebody you're thinking of maybe hiring, signing with, or whatever, just Google the crap out of them. All right.
Thank you, hon. And we're going to take you're a darling. Thank
definitely
so
need
much.
To take that suggestion.
Yes.
Absolutely. If you call again soon.
Yeah, please do. You're a delight.
Thank you.
All right, honey. Bye-bye.
Good night.
It's really quite sharp.
All right, we're rocking to our next callers. They've been very patient. Huntsville, so we're going to just do a quick little disclaimer reminder that this is entertainment and informational purposes only. Hope everybody enjoys themselves. The last two shows, I forgot to give that disclaimer at the beginning.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, unorganized starting out.
Well, and really, we just don't want people going off half-cocked because, what was perceived in their reading was huge and wonderful.
Typically,
that
are, and it's usually people that are desperate, and you feel when they're like, oh, there's the hope I needed. Boom, I'm rolling with it.
Yeah.
Do not do.
We do have that one. She called in the other day. The one who just jumped in her car one evening in Delaware. And California.
But she was planning it.
She was just calling
to confirm it.
No, she hadn't done any advanced planning. She decided, I'm going.
Yeah, she was thinking about it.
Yeah.
She didn't take your reading and say, why I'm doing it. Screw everything else. She was already kind of made up her mind. It's time to pack up and
Yeah.
And you kind of gave her good confirmation. So,
yeah, she was calling us.
Yeah, she was already, yeah. So, and that's fine. That's cool. But just don't call. I don't know what's going on. And all of a sudden, hey, you might have a new job kind of. Oh, great. I'm going to call a scrap job and give the boss the finger.
Yeah, you might not want to do that.
Did I give that number? I did not. Shame on me. 1-5-602-9676. Call in. Plenty of show left. And we're going to go back to the phone.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. We're going to go to area code 9, which is the name of the South, North Carolina, 919.
Hello there. What's your first name, please?
It's probably on speakerphone, getting ready to switch. Hello, 919, you're live.
Yeah,
there's a delay.
Hello.
Whoa.
Hello.
Yes, we're here. Our speaker
Hello?
Just blew up.
Can you hear me?
Hear us? We're here.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, it's Patsy.
Hi, Patsy.
Oh, hey, yeah, okay.
Hello there.
Hey.
I've been
sorry.
Thinking about, I've been thinking
really?
About
Really?
Yes.
Did you get dropped? Because you got dropped, didn't you?
I actually thought you were taking a different caller.
No, I mean, like, just a few seconds get dropped and have to recall
yeah,
back in.
Yeah, dropped a little bit.
That's cool. All right, well, you're here now. It sounds good. Let's rock.
Okay. Yeah, I've been thinking about you, too, and hoping you had a good trip and everything.
No. Well, yeah. I don't know. It was...
It's you know what they say, like, that movie? It's complicated.
It is.
And if she talks about that, nobody's going to get a reading.
There was family issues going on. There were things.
Yeah, drama, you know, just stuff, you know. But anyway.
I know. Instead of being gone 2 months, I came home in 2 weeks. And the dogs were
Aww.
Thrilled.
Aww.
All right, what you got
going on? What's up, Patsy?
You get cooking.
Actually, I'm calling Good. About my son. He does IT work. Do you see him staying with this company? He's thinking about going with sales for this company. Do you see him transitioning to sales, or do you see him sticking with IT? He also didn't get his bonus because he was a new person. But do you see him going forward with this job, making it a career?
I probably pissed him off. But, you know, new people don't always get bonuses the first shot around. I can't speak for the company or anything, the politics there.
Yeah.
But it's a, you know, that's like somebody staying within the company but moving to a different position. It happened in our company all the time because we're gigantor. So, yeah.
Right.
See what the cards say. Yeah.
But do you see him staying with the IT part or going into sales with a company? Because he told us, you've never sold. He told me, you know, I said, you've never sold anything. He goes, when you had the benefit for the rescue mission, I sold $500 worth of nothing. And he was right. He sold $500 worth of 50-50 raffle tickets. So I'm like, he did sell nothing.
Does he have background? Does he have an IT?
He's got certificates. I mean, right now they said he's doing a great job.
That's good. I was because some people get into IT and don't necessarily have the certificates, and then if they transfer to a different department, and they can't get back. Then they can't. They just certificates, so it's not that big of a risk. All right, what do you got, Deb?
And I think he's right. He's going to be a salesperson.
Some people can make a ton of money in sales.
You got to be good with the gift of gift.
You do have to be good, and you can't be discouraged. That's a great person. But all right, so is that what you're looking at?
Yes, and I think he's just hair set on fire. I think what I'm seeing, the perception is that IT is, okay, but it's basically, in many ways, like factory work. You know, you're kind of doing the same thing over and over, and it can get dull.
It can get dull because you don't necessarily know what you do in IT. Sometimes you never deal with a person.
And that,
right, he does it over the phone. He fixes security software. But my nephew works there, and he makes over six figures, so my son thinks he'd be good at sales, and that way, you know, you can really... really make a lot of money.
I think your son is going to, what's a good
word? I don't know.
Like, he's going to learn the tricks of the trade, and he's going. Bottom line, it's going to be a great training ground for him.
How long have you been at this company?
Right, because it is a great company. I mean, it's a lifetime career.
How long?
November will be a year.
Oh, you know what? Now he's trying to test the waters. Otherwise, he may have regrets if he never.
Yeah.
Right. Well, they love him. He's doing a great job, and he's getting ready to turn 25 for 59,000 for a 25-year-old's pretty good to work from home.
25, yeah. Boy. Especially working from home. Yeah, and you know what? If it's a good, they won't have hard feelings if you stay in the company. Something else.
Yeah.
A good company would be okay with that.
And he'd go get
right.
He won't have to.
No, I'm just saying, yeah. So
and
that's good.
One good thing, looking at your cards, Patsy, I wanted to see his future through your own cards. And one thing I see here is, boy, you're going to be celebrating some money for you. And it's coming soon. So if you've been expecting something, a disability or whatever the case might be, it's on the way.
I'm not expecting anything. I may find a dime in a parking lot every now and then.
If you don't expect anything, you can't be disappointed.
No, and you're going to be thrilled.
I do expect. I dream all the time. I mean, anything can happen.
Well, that's true.
Okay.
And I just wanted you to know, and boy, do I feel like time is flying, because I remember when he was barely 20, and now he's 20.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
The only thing is he's still blowing his money. I had him send money for food today. He's like, well, I bought a guitar, but that's not what set me back. It was the gas and groceries. I'm like, no, you need gas and groceries. It was the guitar to set you back.
And yeah, and he can always on it for a short-term loan.
Yeah, you might have to start with the cutting back on that aid a little bit, saying, well, I'm a little short.
Dr. Phil would be getting after you right now.
As an enabler.
Yes. You know, but it's so
hard.
I turn my son.
It is hard. And when they say they're hungry, you got to give them money.
Yeah, but at 25, you start, that's a, kind of like a different shift.
Yeah.
It is. I remember that's an age where you start getting, make a different, a little bit of a shift of gear. Remember,
maybe
a young
more
man myself.
30 now. It might
be. Do you see him getting control of his finances and getting on track?
Here's the thing I see for him is a big mistake financially. Like maybe buying a car he can't afford.
He just needs to get it out of the way at a young age.
Yeah,
make that big mistake and learn from it.
And he's going to then realize, I got to tighten my belt
here. That, you know, it's got to happen. And if you do it now, it's better now than later. Make that screw it up. You shouldn't have, and then you'll learn.
That's going to be his turning point.
Yeah. I shouldn't warn him about it.
Yeah.
Oh, your mom.
Well.
He's not going to listen to you, but you can at least warn him. Oh, damn, she did say
right.
That.
Well, also, you enable him to be able to change the future if he's out looking at, let's say, Ferraris, but whatever kind of.
Just put out there, you know what? I might not be able to have the bank when you need something. So please be careful on these decisions. When you come
to me,
that's
how it is. I'm on disability.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. You got to just remind them, hey. You know,
if I got 40, I'll give them 20.
Yeah, or whatever. Or just remember, the first thing you do, and, you know, at 25, you start figuring out, you pay all the bills you know. You gotta have power. You got to have a car. You got to have a car. You got to pay all that shit first. And then. And food, and cover counting for food. Then maybe you could save for a guitar. You don't need that first paycheck. Save for 3 months.
Or don't abuse credit. A lot of them.
But we're just
crazy.
We're preaching to the choir.
Yeah.
He knows. We're talking we're talking to him.
He's gonna straighten out, and he's going to turn into a good money manager.
Well,
in fact, what I see is he could go maybe the other way, where he's pinching pennies now.
It might sting when the bad things happen, and then he'd be like, oh, my God, I'm doing any kind of extravagance money, which is okay. It's okay. We're us, not us.
Right.
Was,
he bought himself a guitar because it's his birthday this month.
Okay.
Like when he bought himself a guitar on Mother's Day, he said to write me a song. Oh. Yeah, he's quite funny. Still waiting on that song.
Uh-oh. Angel card time.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Oh, honey, we love hearing from you.
All right. The subject.
All right, and I want to see you soon. I'm going to make a trip up there soon, hopefully.
Oh, please. Love that. Okay, breathe.
All right, Archangel Raphael. Subject line is breathe. Take several deep breaths. And exhale slowly to awaken your energy.
Yes.
And to release old patterns.
Yes.
Now.
That resonates.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. We don't necessarily know if that what that resonates. So it's all, but you have to look at your life and see what that resonates. Or somebody.
No, it resonates. It does.
And I don't think it's bad advice for anybody to do that. You know, I don't think it's never bad advice.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, you have to take self-care.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You can't look out for anybody if you don't take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
Right, I'm a caretaker, and it's hard.
It is. I know.
I am, too.
Yeah.
And you have to sometimes step back.
The problem is, that's the mentality, is everybody first. The problem is you can't be there for them if you don't you can't take care of anybody if you don't help yourself.
Right. Well, the good news is Duke put me off for 2 years. I'm supposed to be scanned for cancer every 6 months, and they weren't going to see me until next February, but they bumped it up to August, so that's good. And hopefully
good.
The results will be good.
Yeah, sure. Just be positive.
I am.
Definitely.
I'm thinking positive.
It's good that you are, because that can be super hard to do. You know?
Yes, but they bumped me up, so that was good.
That is, that means that they're confident, so that helps your confidence.
Well, you have to keep on keeping on.
Keep
one
on.
Day, you know. That's
just like
always,
the old sitcom from the 70s.
So true. And it's always wonderful to hear you have bells on when you come to town.
And thank you for holding.
Yes.
Because she was on for a long
for
time.
For eternity.
Holding. Oh, yeah. Thank you. And even being patient and calling right back when you got disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes. Well, thank you. I love y'all.
Love you, too.
And you know where to find us.
Yes, that's right.
Bye-bye. I do. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm going to throw up there again real quick. That number is 515-676. That's the number to call in.
And bear in mind, we cover everything. This isn't the love show.
No.
That was a brand I was given,
and it's not
30 years ago.
A bad brand, because that is the majority of your are that.
Are about love.
It's not like 99%, but the majority are. So it's not a bad thing, but you're right. People think love and say, oh, it's all about. No. That's just a popular one. All right. We're going to stay in the exact same state. We're gonna stay in 919, which is North Carolina. Caller.
Hello, and welcome to the show. What is your first name, please?
Oops.
Hi. Hello. Hi. Who are we speaking to?
Lisa.
Hi.
Lisa, you've been holding for a long time.
Boy, that's for sure.
Yeah, you just talked to my brother's girlfriend, Patsy.
Oh, about that.
Well, that would be why they're in the same area code.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Exactly right.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, it is. You're kind of going in and out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, maybe I'm moving around too much. I think you were on hold, both of you, the other, and somebody had to go.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. That's what happened, because I was speaking and she was speaking too. I got cut off and she come on, so that's okay.
Okay, all right.
All
right. Now you have.
Yes. Tell us, what's on your mind? What would you like to give you a reading on?
I would like to know where my future's kind of going. Me and my ex-fiance broke up, and I'd like to know just kind of where I'm going to go in life.
Okay.
Which direction?
Do you feel this is a permanent breakup, or you're maybe just on a break?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. He may try to contact me, but, you know, I just don't have anything to say. It's just over.
Okay.
Okay. details you would like to share that could help her with this reading. We don't want to pry, but a lot more info, the better for reading.
Especially a new person,
a new situation that we haven't been following. But it's up to you what you feel comfortable with.
Well, I don't mind sharing it. We were okay. We were getting along fine. We've been together for almost 4 years. And I came home one day, and everything was gone. He started talking to his daughter, 10-year-old daughter, and all of a sudden, he just went ghost on me. Then I found out he cheated the summer before, on the 28th. I found all this out after we had broke up, because he left his phone in a car that I went to his house and took that had my name on it. And the phone just so happened to be in the car.
I'm so sorry this happened to you. That's a terrible shock.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Times two.
Yeah, that's
it was more than a shock.
Yeah.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah, it's a heartbreaker, and it's a crushing, and it's also a evil person. I'm not, maybe not evil, like
a
devil.
Rat. That's a
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was evil.
That's
anybody do somebody like that, they're evil.
Yeah.
They're heartless.
It's a terrible thing to do somebody you said you cared about for that many years.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I waited 4 years. That's what I waited, 4 years.
Now, this recently happened. I missed that part.
Yeah, I did too.
Was that real?
Breakup. May the 3rd.
Oh, yeah. That's
recent. A little bit
just a couple months ago.
Well, you know, it's same as going through grief.
Sure.
Where there aren't going to be. And what I see in your cards is you need to ensure don't get stuck in a grief stage of, like, anger, bitterness, hatred, you know, where it can get – are you all right?
Yeah.
I'm pissed off of my allergies.
Okay. So, but don't get stuck there. Make sure that you move through that phase.
Grief, yeah, anger and hatred can bring you down.
Well, and it will it can cause you – could develop health problems.
Yeah, I mean,
with
a stage of that, if you're human, you're going to be angry and
you
feel
are.
Hatred. Yeah, you can't dwell on it forever.
I mean, this is like a serious step.
Well, 4 years is a long time.
Yeah, four years is long. It was a long time, absolutely. Because I'm 58 years old, so I'm not like I was when I was 40 years old. You know, I'm 58. I'm almost 60 years old. You know, he was younger than me. Only a few years, though, but to just up and skip out like he did.
Yeah.
He was just dirty from the beginning. I found out a lot.
Yeah,
later
no justification.
And you're
going
to enter a phase even where you want to kick yourself. Like, how could I be stupid?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, love is blind sometimes.
But the thing to remember overall is that karma is a biatch. And I don't care where he goes or what he does, this is going to come up and bite him right in the butt for having somebody that loved him
you. Do the cards indicate he loves him? That's what I get.
That's what I'm feeling.
What did you say? Say that again?
I was asking her if the cards indicated that he had a replacement lined up, because typically if somebody empties an abode, they've been working on a replacement person already, you know.
He went back to his, they call his ex-wife, but she's not because they committed bigamy. And he went back to her because I got his mail in the mailbox, but he went to court because of child support. She dropped her child support on May the 5th.
She's going to believe me, pay for this too.
Yeah. They had issues before. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Of course it is.
Don't be surprised if you have a snake at your door.
Oh, it's right here. He just took the words right out of my mouth.
Yep.
He's going to bounce back to you.
Doesn't work out. He's going to be like,
no. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
No. I told my first ex when he came back crying on his knees, I said, no, not this time. Mm-mm. And I had his daughter. He was only 2 years old. So, yeah, I can say no, not this time. No, and it's not going to happen again. Never, ever, ever.
Good for you.
Well, and let me tell you, a little bit because you have loved him, left yourself off.
It's not your fault.
You know.
4 years, you put your time in.
That's right. And
You can't look at yourself. There's nothing. He's a snake. You didn't make him a snake.
No. And I got something good for you. before we get to your angel card, that everybody that follows this show knows I'm Craig's final designation in the reading layer, and it's called Sure to Come True.
Better listen to this.
And boy, I gotta tell you, this is you, and you're gonna be strolling down like Sunny Lane. You are gonna be filling up like beautiful roses. What I mean is, real beautiful light at the end of this dark tunnel. And you're going to come out the winner. You're going to be the victor. And let him be green with jealousy, because everything that you've hoped for, a beautiful, stable relationship, financial security, happiness, good health, coming. It's all yours.
Which means you should almost thank him if that.
Oh, God, yes.
Thank you so much for being dick and dumb. Because now you. I would be able to find the real person.
Yep. And you made me really at this point that you would thank the person that broke your heart and cheated you this day. But, oh, you're going to be so.
You'd be like, I should buy you a present because you did me like that was like the best thing you've ever done me ever.
And thank God you only invested 4 years. Are you laughing, I hope?
Or, yes, I'm laughing. Yes. But I have one more question.
Okay.
I have one more question. Since he has been gone, within the last couple of weeks, I had my house cleansed, but I heard a growling back toward my bedroom, a low growl. Yesterday evening, my granddaughter was sitting in the recliner, and she heard it, but she didn't say nothing until this morning. She asked me, she said, Nana, have you ever heard a growling in here? I said, yeah, why? And she said, because I heard one right here beside the chair.
Okay.
So I'm kind of lost. But I know that the woman he lives with, she's from Kenya, and she practices voodoo. So, you know, I don't believe in voodoo.
Not harm you unless you do believe in it. What I'm going to do was give it to me as advice to share with my listeners who have a situation where they're dealing with a demon or a dark that has become attached, you know, an entity that...
Something they don't understand that's not positive.
Yeah, go out and get salt. And I know it sounds kind of messy, but put it around the house. Well, not the...
Right.
It's organized. You don't want that.
You want, like, rock salt people, like,
or regular
in the driveway?
Regular salt, yeah.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I'm a salt idiot. I don't know.
They don't want to cross that. And it will put protection... They don't want to cross that. So,
you know, I was just kind of wondering, you know, is it something she dabbled up, even though I don't believe in it?
See it right now.
You know, actually, this gets crazier. She turned to somebody she knows in South Africa. Isn't this Africa we're talking to?
Another country, another continent.
Kenya.
Yeah.
She contacted a special, like a well educated dabbling in these dark arts who has casted this demon toward you.
But it's like a power to
that's it. It's just otherwise it would do more than growl.
Give it the harm power. You can just
Yeah.
And
I'm not afraid.
Good. Then bear that in
mind. Not afraid, like I told him, you know, when I first met him a little while after I found out he was living with this woman of a different color, he said that she could put spells on people. I said, do you really believe that? I said, I don't believe that nothing she can put on you can upride Christ. I don't believe that.
And long as you maintain that belief, you have nothing.
Truly.
Right. That's reason I'm not afraid. But the other night when I got up the next morning, I do sleepwalk. Really bad. I sleepwalk really bad. But I got up the other morning, and it was like somebody had took and grabbed my wrist. You can put your thumb where that thumb was. And I felt this. My side of my face was sore. No marks, but it was really sore, like somebody had smacked me.
Wow.
I have a question, though. You said you had your house cleansed, you said.
Yeah, with the...
Right.
What prompted you to do that?
Because years ago when I first got my mobile home, my daughter, of course, in her room, she would tell me at nighttime that something would come in the room with her, but she'd cover her head up. And I said, why don't you come to me? She said, because I was too scared. Well, she got grown, moved away, and I raised my great nephew, and he had that same room, and he told me the same thing. But he wouldn't come in and get him because he's too scared. But my granddaughter's been here in this room for years, and nothing's ever bothered her.
You know, kids are really, really, really wide open that stuff. I'm wondering if they have just some kind of portal sensory thing going on.
I think they do, actually.
Because they don't have all these disbeliefs and
right. They're pure.
Yeah, they're children. They're
pure.
They believe everything.
I don't see anything here to show or to indicate that you are in any danger.
And she's not afraid.
Yeah. I feel like I am.
Yep. So just keep that belief.
I mean,
that's why they call it faith. That is why they call it faith.
Yeah. So, Angel card?
Yep. And I always cross right here. Except when I go to bed. That's about to go to bed and break. I have to take it off a bit.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Anyway. Angel card reading. Subject is sensitivity. And it is Archangel Hanael. It says, you are extra sensitive to energies and emotions right now. Honor yourself and your feelings. So based on all these, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. And just remember, you're sensitive, and you probably know that a little bit also already, but you're extra sensitive because of stuff going on, and then you got this growling going on.
Well, yeah, but I've had people come to me that's passed away. My daughter's best friend got killed in a car wreck, and I didn't think that was her really coming back talking to me until I went to her house. I said, tell me, give me something to let me believe that you're really talking to me. I went to her mom's house the next day, and as I got ready to go down the steps, there was windows right there at the bottom of the steps. She had told me blue. The girl that died told me blue. Those windows were blue. Her mom had just painted those windows blue.
Oh, I think that they're gifted, you know, with mediumship.
And your family, too, which is probably why you...
My mom was.
Yeah, well...
She sure was. My mom was.
DNA.
Oh, I agree.
It's DNA. I mean, there's that you and your young one are hearing growling because you both have DNA. We can pick up on that.
Yeah, I think it's... Yeah. Right, I think should be the next one.
Yeah, don't be afraid.
So. Yeah.
No, I'm not afraid.
It's wonderful to hear from you, and we hope that you'll call us again.
Yeah, thank you for your patience, and you get to take us out to the closing of the show.
Yeah, going bye-bye now. Take care.
All right. Thank you all so much.
Oh,
have a great
so
night.
Welcome. Here we go.
You too. Thank you for that. Way down.